Today, Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is being learned live from the Yerushalayim Hills of Mevaseret with all our Halakha Yomi guys. We're up to Siman Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel, Karpef, Perush. What's a Karpef? So he says, what's the Perush? What is a Karpef? Makom Shemukav Mechitzes Below Kerui Kemo Chatzer. It's like an enclosed area that has walls and no roof, okay, but it's Yaiser mi Beis Sasayim. It is such a big area that it is the area that's enclosed by these walls with no roof is greater than Beis Sasayim. That's number one. We'll see how big that is, how big of an area that is. Shalohu kafladira, and also it is an area that is not enclosed. It's not a residential area. It's not enclosed for residential purposes. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Yaiser mi beis sasayim. So what is the size and area of a beis sasayim? Bashir beis sasayim mevur lekaman. We'll see coming up in Siman Shin Nun Ches. Shu shivim ama v'arba tfachim. It's 70 ama and 4 tfachim. Al shivim ama v'arba tfachim biribua. It is 70 amos and 4 tfachim by 70 amos, 4 tfachim. So you have it squared. So what is a base sasayim? So if you go to the different measurements, one day if we have extra time, I'll go to how all the different measurements, the different shitos are. There are different shitos. There's a Chaim Noah, there's a Chazanish, there's a Moshe Feinstein. But it's anywhere between 61,200 meters and 90,000 meters. Enclosed without a... Yeah, without a roof. Asruch, continue with Shulchan Aruch. Oh, before we do that, look at Tetzvav Shalohu Kafladira Kegon. What does it mean? It's not a. It wasn't for residential purposes. Kegon Shahaya Daito Lintoa Olizroa. It means where his das was to go ahead and do what? To plant there, right? And not to live there. Like we'll see coming up. So back to the Shulchan Aruch. So such an area, Asru Chachamim Lataltel Bo, Ela Toch Arba Amos. The Chachamim Asered, being metaltel in such an area, carrying in such an area, except within Dalet Amos. So it was a fascinating halacha here, and that is even though Minat Torah, what do you have? It's an area, four tefachim by four tefachim, which would be a Rishus HaYachid, because it's not four tefachim by four tefachim, it's four tefachim by four tefachim, and anything larger than that. It's only less than four tefachim, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. And it's surrounded by walls. So it should be Rishus HaYachid. The Chachamim came and they asked it carrying there. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Asru Chachamim, Shekevan Shu Gadol Kol Kach, since it is so big, the area. People are going to make a big mistake, and they're going to think, hey, I'm in the Rishus HaRabim here. Vasu Chachamim ke Karmelis. So therefore, the Chachamim made it into a Karmelis. In other words, the same way we're afraid, for example, that a Bika, right, a field that's not a Rishus HaRabim, we treat it as it's a Karmelis, and you're not allowed to go ahead and midrabanan treat it like as an area, like a makom tur. It's also midrabanan to carry from it into Rosh HaYachid, into Rosh HaRabim, etc. So to this area, even though it's mamish Rosh HaYachid, see, a bika is a Karmelis. They just asked it in a Karmelis. This, they gave a din of a Karmelis, even though it's really a Rosh HaYachid, because of the concern that people would go ahead and mistake it for a Rosh HaRabim. Then you'll carry, you'll chas v'shalom, okay, go ahead yourself and carry Dalada. You can carry Dalada almost in it. So in a Rishus HaRabim, you're going to go ahead, Chas V'Shalom, and also carry Dalada. If people let you go ahead and carry Dalad Amos in a Karfaif, they might let you go ahead. You might go ahead and think, oh, I can carry Dalad Amos where? In Rishus HaRabim. Or carry into Rishus HaYachid from it, etc. So obviously they had to answer it. Okay? Then the Shulchan Aruch continues. So Asru Chachamim, we said, Latatal Bo, Elatoch Arba Amos. Umutar, once again, Lahotzi Mimenu, Lekarmelis Acher, Kagon Bika Haoveres Lafanav. But you would be able to carry out from it into another Karmelis, like a Bika that is in front of it. So this is a fascinating halacha. Why is it a fascinating halacha? Because it's Midoraisa, it's a Rishus HaYachid. But once the Chachamim made it at the Rabbanan Karmelis, so then you can carry, same way we saw, you can carry from a Karmelis to a Karmelis, two different Karmelises within four Amos, so you can do the same thing here. And it's but it's wild because you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYachid into a Karmelis. So the word here is, it's not such a big deal as you think. You know why? Because it's not like you're over Doraisa anyway from Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis. That itself is only Asur Durabbanan. So once they give it a Din Durabbanan of a Karmelis, on a Durabbanan level, it's treated as a Karmelis. So therefore, it's going to be Mutter. In fact, the Shabru is going to even give the logic of why they didn't go ahead and Asur. Look what he says. Umutter le Karmelis Acher. He goes, Aft, he's going to spell exactly what we said. Aft Minat Torah, which is a Yachid, the Chol Davar. Even though Minat Torah, you can't get out of it. It's Rishus HaYachid. Kevin sheyesh lo mechitzos, because it has mechitzos. Vazorek mitocha l'rishus harabim. And someone who throws and tosses from it into a rishus harabim is going to be chayev u'mirishus hayachid l'karmelis. And also halo asur lahotzi. And so look what he says. On one hand, we know it's a full-blown rishus hayachid, because if you throw from rishus harabim into this Karfeif, guess what? You're Chayiv Minat Taira, you're Chayiv Skila. And we know that from just a Yachid to a Karmelis is also Midr Rabbanan to be Motzi. So, Kanomer Le'el. Says, Mikol Makom Kanetiru. Here they allowed it. Why? Shim Nesor Zeh, if the Chachamim Asir it like they normally Asir from a Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis, guess what's going to happen? Yizberu Shehu Rishus HaYachid Gomer. People are going to think, oh, this is a totally Rishus HaYachid. Totally. Even the Rabbanan. Vein Shein Karmelis Alav. Klal. And there's no status of Karmelis on it at all. The Avo Letaltel Bekulo. Then they're going to come and what? They're going to come and carry it totally Kishar Rishus HaYachid, like other Rishus HaYachid. And that we're very scared of. Why? Mitoch Zeh Yavo Shara Nashim. Then what's going to happen is other people are going to see this. Letaltel, they're going to go ahead and be Letaltel Gam Rishus HaRabim. And Shia Kimmel is thinking, isn't this a little bit Gzeira, Lgzeira, Lgzeira? And I say to you, Ian Shia, even though I didn't deal with this for you, and he's Ian Shia this morning. Kidome Zeksas Lirishus HaRabim. Because once again, this is Dome to Rishus HaRabim. Kevun Chu Gadol. Since it's a very big area. Velo Hukaf Ladira. And it is not a residential area. So therefore, it's very Rishus HaRabim like. Val Kain Nasnu Alav Chachamim. Therefore, the Chachamim gave it a full-blown din, like what? Like Shar Karmelis, like all other Karmelis is Linyan Zeh. This is the full-blown Karmelis with the Rabbanan. Shemutter Lahitzi Vimena LeKarmelis Achi. You'd be able to carry from that Karmelis to another Karmelis, Kegon, like into a Bika, or Kiyotze Bezeh, again. Once again, it's assuming you're not going more than Dalad Amos in total, like we saw yesterday, because you're not allowed to do Dalad Amos in a Karmelis, Midir Rabbanan. But from one Karmelis to another Karmelis, as long as the grand total is not Dalad Amos, which is a question on yesterday's Bechina, you'll be okay. All right? Let's move weiter. Lachain. Mutter Likach
Mafteach mekarmelis shelifnei gina liftoach vilenol ulahachzir hamafteach elav. So you have the following scenario. You have a key that's hanging outside your gina, your garden. So you have a karmelis that is bordering on a gina. And there's a mafteach out there to do what? To open the door and close the door of the gina, of the garden. So you have this gina. The gina is a karfeif. So it's bordering a regular karmelis, like a bika. So you can go ahead and you can take the key, liftoach, to open and close the door, and to put the key back in the karmelis, which is the same exact scenario. You're moving from a karfeif to a karmelis. You can open the door, move the door in, bring the door out, no problem. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivka and Yidches, v'lechein mutter likach v'chula, v'yafal pisha gina hu rishus ha-yachid min ha-taira. Even though the gina, once again, is rishus ha-yachid, shemu kefes mechitzos, it's surrounded by mechitzos, kevin darabon and asog a karmelis. Why? Because it's a karfeif. Obviously talking about a big garden, not like my little garden in my new digs. Okay? Lo ashu atiltul mimenu lebika shlovaneh. There's no way to tilt from it to the bika, the other karmelis that is bordering it. Vatam, like we just said, there's no problem from a karfeif to a karmelis carrying. Liftoach, you're allowed to go ahead and open and close the door. So he says, hainu, what it means is, af lahachnis. You could be a yoni guy. Af lahachnis adeles shalagina ima mafteach lifnim. Even to do what? Even to open the door. When you open a door, what are you going to do when you open the door? You're going to open the door. You're going to take the key, let's say, from the karmelis. Let's say you open the door. And then you're going to move the door inward. So then guess where the door is going with the key? Into the gina. So you're carrying from one karmelis to the other karmelis. No problem. Even though that karmelis, that gina, is really midoraisa, which is a yachid, on a derabanan level, it gets the din of a karmelis, and no problem. Okay, and now with the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah continues. Uvilvad, now we're going to have to do a little drawing. I didn't have time to print out smooth pics for you, so we have to imagine it. Makes it better for those listening overseas or in RBS. So you have the following case. He says, Uvilvad, you got to be careful. Because what do you have here? You have this doorway, this entranceway, into a garden. So you're coming from a bika into a garden. You're coming from a karmelis into a garden. So what happens? A lot of times, these are on different levels. You come to Ramat Beit Shemesh, you'll see, right? The way things are built, you could have one level, the ground on one level, then you could have like a steps going up to the gina. And what happens if these steps, like I'm just going to tell it to you outside, then we'll read it inside. What happens if these steps go up to the gina, and then right at the entranceway, it's like walking up steps to a house, right? But imagine like walking up steps to a gina. And then on top of the steps, you have a platform that's still in the karmelis before the gina. And guess how wide it is? Dalet al dalet. And guess how high the steps are? Yud tvachim. So guess what you have on top of the steps? Rosh Hashayachim. So he says, you got to be careful. Iskupa, an entryway, shehi Rosh Hashayachim. You might have an entryway, Rosh Hashayachim. For example, kegon, shigavoa asara, urechava arba. You could have a scenario where the entranceway, right before you go in, is in itself a Rosh Hashayachid. So don't just, it's like the Ramah is worried that we're going to butcher this halacha. He's like, oh, you know, the Ramah said you can go from a bika into a gina, no problem. Yeah, but if you don't know the halacha, that a dalet al dalet platform that's yud tvachim high, Rosh Hashayachid, you're going to be over the Rabbanan of carrying from Rosh Hashayachid into a karmelis. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. He's going to spell us out.
Shelo yei beinayim. Rotsa lomar pepesach hagina. Let's say at the entranceway to the gina, you can't have lote iskupa. You can't have an iskupa. Shekorin shvel. Shvel. Which means an entranceway. Okay, gavoa. But it's on a height. Sheyesh alea, sheimish is a yachid. That has a standard as a yachid. Da'az asalach nisam avteach. Then it's going to be yachid from avteach. Olahoti. You're not going to be able to put it in. You're not going to be able to put the key in and out. And move the door in and out. Da'a metaltil, because you're going to be metaltil from a carmelis to a shes a yachid, which is a yachid to a carmelis. Sifkat al chaf alim, shehi gavoa asara. So this platform, right? Imagine steps going up to the doorway. It's gavoa asara, it's 10 tvachim high. Dilavach, because if it's not 10 tvachim high, you're also okay. You know why? The yiskupa gufa is a carmelis. Ukamo bika dummy, no problem. If you have a platform that's not going to be 10 tefachim high, no problem. If the platform itself is a carmelis, and you're allowed to go from carmelis to carmelis, what's the difference? All the carmelises are carmelises. The chain imlo haya rechava arba, and even better, let's say the platform before the door wasn't 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Obviously, it would be a very small platform, with your door being much wider than your platform. Also, it's going to be okay. Why? Because then it's going to be a makom tour. And for sure, then, for sure, from a makom tour, you can go from there into a carmelis, liftoach, lizgor, etc. Now he comes to a fascinating case, which we're not going to be able to get into in depth here, because the truth is, over here in this halacha, there's really a stira with other places where this is brought down. So just take for granted that somehow it works here. Why it works here 100%, we're not going to know until we really learn these halachas. Or let's say the entryway into the entryway into the gina itself, imagine like two big thick walls where the thickness of the walls themselves are, and yet you have two walls jutting out, and then a big space where you can walk into the, you can walk through into the gina. So on two sides of the entryway, you have walls that are 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, because the thickness of the two walls on your side as you're entering in to the gina are 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. So you have that. That's what it means. Two mechitzos minat studin when you're walking into the gina. Shein rechaber arba umashkof alea. You guys know what a mashkof is? A mashkof is a lintel. A lintel. A lintel? Look over there on the door. You have the mashkof. That's the crossbeam on top. Otherwise known as a lintel. And that itself is rechava arba. And that itself is 4 by 4. So guess what you have now? Does have rishus hayachid afal pi she'ena gavah asara? Now you're going to have a full blown rishus hayachid, even if the entryway platform is not what? Is not 10 tefachim high. You know why? Because the whole inside of the entryway, right? The whole entryway is itself Rosh Hashayachin. It's like this massive doorway, whereas the side posts are 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, and it has a 4 by 4 tvachim mashkov. They'll ask me, how's that Rosh Hashayachin? It's only two walls. So that's where you have the famous principle called, does have a Rosh Hashayachid afal pi she'ena gavah asara? Why? Look at the Mishnah Brura. This is the famous halacha of ki tikra yoreid v'saisein. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan chaf bei shtei mechitzos v'ashlishis nase. Where do you get the fourth wall, the third wall from? Al yidei ha-mashkov. From the mashkov. The amrinan pi tikra yoreid v'saisein.
the famous halacha of the edges of the ceiling shoot down to now make it into 3-4 walls. Okay? You really have like 4 walls, or at least the third wall. Now we're going to see Pitikra Yarev Saisev usually doesn't work for a third wall. The question is, why is it working here for a third wall? But that's for another time. But the point is, that's what's happening here. Pitikra Yarev Saisev. Chaf Gimel, Shein Rechavin Arba. The Pachas Mizeh, if the side posts are not 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, meaning, right, the side posts that you're walking through are not 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, Afilu Arba Mechitas Gemura, even if there were really 4 full-blown Mechitos, Lo Abba Rizayachin, Wim Rizayachin, V'chanom Relehel V'simon Shin Mem Hei, Sif Katan. Chav Dalad, Shagaina Gavoa Asara, Rotzalomar Ha'eskupa. It means, what's not 10 Tvachim high? The entryway. You don't need the entryway to be 10 Tvachim for it to be Rosh Hashanah, because the actual entryway itself, I mean, the where you're walking up into the entryway doesn't have to be 10 Tvachim high, because the whole inner space of the entryway is going to be Rosh Hashanah. That's what he means. V'hu adin kishayin gavoa shlosha. Even if it's not gavoa shlosha, ain't by iskupa cloud. Even if there's no higher platform when you're walking into the entryway, Rosh Hashanah nasna yedei mechitzos, because the whole inside of the entryway itself is itself a Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, who cares if the entryway has a platform going up 10 tefachim or not, or within 3 tefachim of the ground? It's irrelevant. The whole inside is a Rosh Hashanah. Adkan.